Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Garrett, and welcome to Girl Club. We'll be right with you after these messages.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Happy New Year, everyone. I am Cynthia Garrett, and welcome to Cynthia Garrett's Girl Club. And we just thought that we would pop in studio. That's right. The entire tribe, Christina Reynolds, Christina Boudreau, and Nova Page, and wish all of you a Happy New Year. This is going to be a quick Girl Club today. But as the girls filter in, Happy New Year, sisters. Boudreau, happy to... She's just chilling. I love it. Hi, you guys. It's good to see your faces. Happy New Year. And oh, listen, wow, Anna with the cool graphics. For those of you watching on live stream at Cynthia Garrett Ministries YouTube channel, you're missing the very cool Happy New Year graphics that are jumping off on screen. For those of you listening on podcast, that's okay. Just imagine tons of stars and sparkles all over our beautiful faces. You don't know that our faces are beautiful unless you ever join us live, but that's okay. We are happy to have you on podcast. We are happy to be with all of the Salem media platforms. We are happy to be with Life Audio. I encourage you all to check out a lot of the awesome shows on Life Audio this year. And I also encourage you to join us this year because we're going to have some really interesting guests. We are moving into a political year for us. It's an election year. And so, yeah, well, you know, some of these broadcasts might just need to be devoted to some hot topics that need to be addressed from God's point of view. But as we were all kind of talking today about, well, what do we really want to say? We just thought that the best way to start the year was to actually read some scripture. And, you know, I always think that the best way to sound really brilliant is to read God's word. And so, I don't know, guys, what do you think? Do you want... We sort of all agreed that we would read Romans 12. Is that kind of our, we're going to jump in? Okay. And then, so I'll tell you what, I'll take a hunk and we'll get through Romans 12 with you. And this is important because, you know, depending which version you're reading, Romans 12, 1's kind of subtopics or titles itself, a living sacrifice. And I think this is really important because what Romans 12 is calling us to do, and I think it's really important to start the year remembering that what we are called to be is a living sacrifice. Our lives should be a living sacrifice to Jesus. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, because this is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Christina, do you want to take the next chunk there from like 3 to 8?
Which Christina?
Reynolds, you're on screen. You take it.
Okay. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them, if prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness.
I love, can we read also my version too? I love to double version.
Do you guys what like version are you?
Well, I'm reading an NIV and I just love, I love what you read, and I love to do double versions because I think it gives deeper understanding sometimes. So I'll go back. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. I love that. I love how that knits us all together. We have different gifts according to the grace that's given to each of us. So if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. And if it's to lead, do it diligently. And if it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. I just love that chunk of this scripture. Nov, you want to pick up at 9?
Yeah, the next piece is, you know, that little intro is love in action. And so verse 9 says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, and share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Don't be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Mm. That's to verse 16.
Mm. And I have
real good.
Yeah, I have the same translation, so I can't offer a different translation on that. Christina, are you, Reynolds, are you reading the same translation? You have to unmute yourself, though.
I have to. I switched to NIV to be the same as you guys.
Oh, okay. All right, then Boudreaux. You're up with 17 to the end.
I have the ESV version.
Awesome.
But I have 17. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not overcome evil by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Wow.
I mean, and there it is.
Yeah.
That's a hard way to live.
It is a hard way to live. Just like you were sharing, you know, we're moving into a year. These election years are always really challenging. It's really, it becomes very, I don't know, close. Everything feels really close. Yeah. And that spirit of fear can definitely overcome us. And I think we do feel overcome by evil often in election years. I mean, I don't know how many you all have lived through, but I've moved to this country when I was 20, you know, I've been through a few, and in the past, you know, 8 or 12 has felt a little different. And it has been harder, but that last verse is like, do not be overcome by evil. Because there's a lot that will come to the surface, I believe, in 2024 that we're not necessarily prepared for, but overcome evil with good. Well, how do we do that? We just have to start like right here, all of us, in our homes, in our spheres, and that's it. And we...
In our hearts.
In our hearts. That's what we get to do.
I mean, it's crazy. Love must be sincere.
Yeah.
know, verse 9 says that you read, Nova. Yeah. Hate what is evil, but cling to what is good. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, like there's so much I think that we may see. And since you mentioned an election year in this country, especially, look, our elections have not been easy. The last couple presidential elections and all of a sudden, you know, our nation has been put in this place of being really ugly to each other, depending on what side of the divide you're on, Democrat or Republican. And the reality is we need to be on the side of Jesus, on the side of right.
Righteousness.
Exactly. And it's difficult, you know, I mean, but this scripture is so clear. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you'll heap burning coals on his head. That's crazy. I think it's worth reading and starting the year here, because to me, this is the height of where you can get. Like if you can do this, if you can get to the end of this year and look at this scripture, this chapter, and have the Holy Spirit say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. I mean, then we're going to be dropping stars on your head, you know, at the end of 24 and on mine, if I can do it or any of us, because I know that this is the challenge, you know, this is the challenge. And, oh, and I love, you know, it's funny. Anna just texted in something. You guys, you know Anna, and Anna is behind the scenes making it all happen here at Cynthia Garrett Ministries and on this podcast, certainly. And she just listed Abraham Lincoln's quote, which has always been one of my favorites. And I do love this, Anna. Thank you for going there. Sir, my concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side, for God is always right. It's true. You know, it's true. Imagine, you know, the wisdom and the maturity that it's going to take to deal with leaders and people who are voting for certain things that you really believe are not on God's side. You know, how and what this scripture, what this chapter is really saying is, how can we be on God's side and do, knowing that God is always right, even if and when things around us are not on God's side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I share something, Cynthia, that I just like, you know, when we read the scripture about heaping burning coals, it's interesting because that really is talking about when someone has those coals put on their head, that was actually an opportunity for them to feel, that would be translated as them having the opportunity to feel remorse. In other words, turn from their wicked ways. And so it's more about reconciliation than it is like, I'm right. This is about how do we move forward for me in 2024 with a heart of wanting people to be reconciled with the Father, not be wrong, but them getting right with God. So that's,
yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Because it's true.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right.
Lord, it cuts through, right? Bone. It is.
Yeah.
True.
You're right.
We have the heart of God. We want people to be reconciled. We don't want anybody to, that none should perish, but have eternal life. So like anything that we move forward in, may it be in the spirit of reconciliation that people's hearts would come and go be broken and say, God, what saith you? I need you and forgive me. I repent and I am turning from my wicked ways. So
I'm convicted already because a lot of times I just want the you know, to throw burning coals on someone's head. Not that they're reconciled to Christ, but that they understand I'm upset and that they're wrong. You know, like, yeah. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. Like I'm already convicted because honestly, you're right. The heaping coals should feel like what love feels like when you throw it on a burning fire.
Returning good for evil.
Puts fire out.
Yeah. Returning fire out. Evil, that there would be, people would feel remorse and go, okay,
yeah,
what's up here? I need to turn. So, but you know, may I have the right heart. Like, may I be convicted that things that I do would be in a position of reconciliation, because my flesh often doesn't really want to be reconciled. I, you know, We like to be right. That's just the truth. Me, I like to be right.
Yeah.
I won't speak for any of you.
Yeah.
But so often I want to say, see, I was right.
Yeah.
That is not the heart of God. And so that's, you know, I come out the gate in confession and say, that's not where I want to go. And that's not really who I want to become.
Yeah.
So forgive me, Lord, for not wanting reconciliation, for wanting to be right.
It's true.
You know, on Instagram this last week, I saw a video. I mean, being in a different continent, like the political temperature is a little different out here, how people view our country. But it was just funny because like our border in Chile is like mostly in Argentina right now. And there's this guy I saw, I think it was like, you know, this all American guy, I don't know, probably from your guys' neck of the woods in like Texas or Tennessee, that posted this video this last week. And he's like, you know, the president of Argentina, the first thing he did when he got sworn in was like reduce the number of like ministries, not like church ministries, you know, but just these cabinets from 21 to 9. He's like, he was like, that was his first thing of ministry. He's like, I'm not saying that we should like kidnap him. He's like, I'm just saying that we should just like borrow him for a couple executive orders, you know, like in our country. Yeah. And I just thought it was so funny because it's like, you know, here's a guy that's just like, you know, we just trying to put humor into like our political like sphere of what's happening. But a lot of people are viewing other countries, and you know, even in Argentina, right? A lot of corruption, right? Those homies got a lot going on. And a lot of these other countries have a lot more going on, but the way that they view what's like a lot of eyes just being on the outside of the US right now, a lot of nations have their eyes on our country because what they really see is the war, like what you guys are saying, like not between like the US and this country or the US and this country. The war within our country is really amongst each other. Yeah. And like you're saying, I think this is going to have to be a season going in where, man, there's corruption on both sides, you know, of our political sphere. But really, it's just like, okay, Lord, how can we best represent you when everything's going to get super heightened? Like I was sharing with our friend out here, like we were just like one of our friends in Chile, I was like showing the video and I was like, man. And he was like, man, you guys are really going to come up on a hard year. And I was like, yeah, even they know it. And they've only been to the US like once. But it's crazy because our country has like, even the last elections, you know, we had like so many riots, so much violence, so much, just so much. I think a lot of people, it's like, I don't know, man. It's just like, I think like what Nova said, there's going to be a lot that's going to be brought to the surface. And a lot of people, you know, the quote, the saying people could lose their Christianity, you know, like people are like there's going to be a lot of Christians that are going to really have to really just, man, you just got to hold it close. You know, things that we would want to say publicly, you know, because there's just so much, I think, that like Christians coming up on this year that the best thing that I'm just hoping is like, Lord, let us just represent you well. Let us not misrepresent you, you know, things that people are saying, comments or whatever, because it's going to be crazy. There's going to need to be a lot of coal heaping on us, each other, because it's going to be a crazy, crazy year. I really believe in the U.S. A lot that's going to be exposed.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you guys a crazy story. My sister was sitting around. My sister's not a conspiracy theorist. She's not into, she doesn't even like to do politics, to be honest with you. She's like, live and let live, leave me alone. Which is, I look, there's definitely a beauty in that, right? You know, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's our world. It's the future of our children. You have to know, you have to get involved. And so that's constantly always fighting in me, you know? But anyway, she says to me, look, I got to tell you something. It's really weird. I just feel like I should tell you because I know you might have a deeper insight into this. She goes, but I was sitting around with two of her girlfriends from childhood. She's like, we were sitting around a few weeks ago talking and hanging out. And she said, and you know how they say Alexa listens to everything going on constantly all over the world? And I was like, yeah. She goes, in the middle of our conversation at like 10 o'clock at night, Alexa starts speaking and she says, prepare yourselves because there will be a cataclysmic event in March of 2024.
What?
I'm not kidding you. And she said, it was just like that. She said, they all stopped and they looked at each other like, first of all, ain't nobody asked you to speak, Alexa. Why are you speaking out of turn? Which she often does.
Unplug. Siri too. Can I just say,
Oh, I did. Alexa does not live in my home anymore, but it really doesn't matter because we all know that we're surveilled and listened to and everything. So anyway, I just thought that was really weird. And I said to my sister, I said, you know, I wonder if it has anything to do with just the season we're going into with the elections. And, you know, and anybody with a brain can look at, and a lot of my friends in other countries say this, you look at America and it's like demonically empowered what's going on. The hatred between the left and the right, the Democrats or the Republicans, and really the hatred that is directed by the Democratic Party toward Donald Trump. And like, and then they get upset because they're like, well, how can he be prosecuted with, I mean, I don't know what, the man's been, the man has 998,216 million, you know, indictments against him, and his base is just stronger and people just want him to win more. And I think it's because you'd have to be an idiot to look at it and see truth in it, because it's just too much. It's not believable, right? So like, we're looking at it, and I think people are like, yeah, I stopped counting after the first four indictments, because now it's just like, it's a clown show now. I mean, you know, they say people are paying the judges to prosecute him. And most of us real people, I think, are sitting by on the sidelines on the left and the right, Democrat or Republican, kind of going, yeah, we're not sure really what to believe. And so in all of that, I do feel that, and I'll give you guys the, you know, the option to participate or not participate, but there are some conversations with some people who have big voices in this space that I would love to have. But I also know that we're called to push people forward in Christ, right? We're called to push people onto the narrow road and to show them how to stay there. And so while part of me thinks we have to look at culture, the other part of me also knows that, you know, we have to look at culture through a different lens, which is what I try to do when I'm doing something, you know, alone or in an interview with anyone else, is to look at culture through a different lens. And so I'd love for you, you know, you guys, Nova, Christina, and Christina, really pray into that, you know, because we're called to something higher when we hold the gospel in our hand, you know. And as we talk about all of this, I do think that we should probably end this sort of, or, you know, before we end, make sure that we pray. Let's pray for all of this, because it's a perfect day, right? We're at the beginning of a new year. We know what Romans just told us to do and how to live, you know, and we're going to need help for all of that. We're all going to need help for all of that. So I'm happy to take it to prayer if you guys are ready to wrap. Yeah, let's wrap. Okay, so for all of you listening, we just want to give 2024 to you, Lord. We ask, Father, that you would intervene in the plans and the affairs of men, and that your will for our nation and upon this earth would be done. Your will, your pleasing and perfect will, Lord. We ask that you would bring revival to America. We ask that you would bring revival to the entire planet, Lord, because every nation on the earth needs you. We cry out for you, Father, to make the wrong things right, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you would help America and Americans and Christians all over the world to walk the narrow path. Help us to stay on the path that leads to life this year. Help us to avoid the wide road that leads to destruction. And I ask, Lord, that you would reveal everything that is a part of the destruction of your will and your purposes for this earth, Lord. And I ask, Father, for your mercy, Lord, that you would have mercy on America, and that we, and I express to you, Lord, our corporate repentance in line with 2 Chronicles, Father. We repent our sin of pride. We repent our nations, all of them, our nation's sins of arrogance and of flesh and of perversion and godlessness and unrighteousness. We repent, Lord, corporately, and we ask that you would heal our lands, that you would restore our lands, that you would restore our nations, Lord. I pray a special prayer over America, Lord, that you would help us to take our place as that bright, shining light on a hill, and that the mountain we stand on would be a mountain that has elevated your name above all names, Lord. I pray, Father, for Jesus to get control of our nation, Lord, and to bring us revival and to bring to repentance all that is evil in our nation. And Lord, I pray the same for our hearts, that you would help us to repent of all that is evil in our hearts, and that you would help us to cling to what is good, to hate what is evil. Teach us to know how to bless and love our enemy, Lord, in a way that would lead them to repentance and to you. Let us not be a dying star, Father, but let us truly be a part of the army of the Lord, because we've learned to trash our idol. And that idol often begins with ourselves, Lord. Help us not to serve ourselves or our flesh, but to serve you. And in Jesus' name, we pray a huge, huge manifestation of your presence for 2024 in all of our lives. We need miracles of healing. We need miracles of blessing. We need miracles of provision and deliverance, Lord, and protection in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my sisters, let's peace out on that unless you have anything to add. I love y'all. I love each and every one of you listening. Thank you to Life Audio. It's been a great year. May 2024 be an even greater year. We pray and we bless all that Salem is doing to bring the gospel around the world. And I bless and pray for Life Audio that your territory would be expanded in Jesus' name. Bye, y'all. See you next week.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.